Welcome to the Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. I'm Dr. Anthony Yoon, America's holistic plastic surgeon. Each episode will give you revolutionary tools and secrets from cosmetic medicine and alternative health to help you look and feel better than ever before. Have you tried my skincare line, Yoon Beauty? Our products combine natural and organic ingredients with the latest in scientifically proven anti-aging components like vitamin C and retinol. So if you're looking for healthy and youthful skin without the unnecessary chemicals, this is the skincare line for you. Check them out at yoonbeauty.com and enter the coupon code 20OFF to get $20 off your first order over $99. I'm so convinced that you will absolutely love my skincare products that I've instituted a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you're unhappy with them for any reason, just return them within 30 days to get a full refund. See you soon at yoonbeauty.com. On today's podcast, we're going to talk all about skincare. What is a good, simple skincare routine? What is a more ultimate or aggressive skincare routine? And then maybe some of the things that, you know, are kind of on the horizon or some things maybe you don't necessarily need to mess with. And so before we do that, though, I'd like to give a quick shout out to Mel15967. Mel15967 left a nice review of this podcast on iTunes stating, "Fantastic. I had no clue Dr. Yoon had a podcast. An easy listen, but packed with great information." Thank you so much, Mel15967, for this nice review. And if you've been enjoying my podcast, if you could leave a rating or review on iTunes, it definitely helps me spread the word. Okay, so let's talk about skincare. One of the things, if you have read my book or if you've heard me talking on other podcasts, I do talk a lot about the 2 minutes, 5 years younger skincare routine. And this is a very simple skincare routine that we tested on people. We found that it takes about 2 minutes to do it each day. And after 2 months, we found that people looked upwards of 5 years younger. And so when you're looking at skincare, what you want to start off is with the basics. And the basic skincare regimen is this 2 minutes, 5 years younger routine. This is what I encourage everybody to start with. So what is that? Well, in the morning, you want to cleanse your skin with a cleanser that's appropriate for your skin type. So if you've got oily skin, then you want ideally more of a foaming cleanser. If you have dry or sensitive skin, then a hydrating or milky cleanser may be better for you. The next step after this is you want to use an antioxidant serum. Vitamin C is the most common serum out there. Most big skincare brands have a vitamin C serum. So that would be the one that in general I would recommend that you try. Now, if you want to take that to the next level, there is a study or two that does show that combining vitamin C and vitamin E can be synergistic. And this is a whole idea behind a very popular product by SkinCeuticals, CE Ferulic, where they combine vitamin C and vitamin E once again for a synergistic and even greater effect than those being used separately. It's also the reason behind us having CE antioxidant serum in my Yoon Beauty line as well. And this is actually our top selling skincare product, our CE antioxidant serum. So whether you use my product, whether you use SkinCeuticals or a different brand, using a vitamin C serum every morning is very helpful for your skin. So what this does, vitamin C is an antioxidant. Antioxidants fight free radicals, and free radicals create oxidation, which essentially is a process where it damages the DNA of your cells. And so by using an antioxidant serum on the surface of your skin, you're going to block that oxidative process and essentially protect your skin throughout the day. So after doing that, then I recommend applying a sunscreen. Ideally an SPF 30 or more. 30 will block 97% of the sun's rays, and that is the SPF recommended by the American Academy of Dermatology. Really, if that's all you do in the morning, that's all you have to do. If you want to add a moisturizer on top of that, you can. You know, if you're in a very dry climate, you know, like right now it is January in Michigan, it's freezing outside and my skin feels very dry. And so adding a moisturizer definitely can help. But you don't have to. If, on the other hand, you're in summer and you live in Louisiana, then you may not need to add that moisturizer to your morning skincare routine. So that's it. In the morning, you cleanse. You use an antioxidant serum like vitamin C. Ideally, you add a vitamin E with it. and then you do a sunscreen. So at night, it's so incredibly important to cleanse your skin. You have to get rid of the day's worth of dust, dirt, grime, pollution. You got to get rid of that before you then do the next step, which is the anti-aging cream. Now, the one that most doctors recommend, myself included, is a retinol. Retinols are derivatives of vitamin A, and retinol basically is one of the most scientifically proven anti-aging components in skincare creams. Prescription strength retinol is Retin-A or tretinoin, and that's where a lot of the studies have been done, is on the prescription strength or tretinoin. Retinol essentially is an over-the-counter version of Retin-A or tretinoin. And essentially the reason why it's over-the-counter is because when you apply it to the skin, it is applied basically inactive. And then it undergoes two chemical transformations to essentially become Retin-A or tretinoin. Okay, so retinol essentially is Retin-A or tretinoin. It's just in an inactive form that must undergo two changes before it becomes tretinoin. And so if you're to pick any anti-aging cream to apply, most plastic surgeons and dermatologists, myself included, would say to start with a retinol. Now, the problem with retinols and why some people don't like them is that they can cause some dryness and flaking and irritation of the skin. Some doctors describe this as causing an acute inflammation to reduce chronic inflammation. Now, one of the main agers of our skin is chronic inflammation. And so we want to reduce that chronic inflammation by the different modalities. And one way to reduce chronic inflammation of the skin is to apply a retinol. Now, once again, retinol will initially create an acute inflammation. You may get some redness and flaking and stuff like that. But usually if you stick with it, you give it a good 6 weeks or so, it typically settles down. And most people tolerate that pretty well. So what do you do after that? Once again, a moisturizer is optional, but you don't have to. If, once again, you're in an area that's real humid, or if you naturally have oily skin, then you don't necessarily need to apply moisturizer on top of your retinol. The moisturizer really is purely for hydration and comfort. There's nothing anti-aging about using a moisturizer. And that's really it. At night, you cleanse, you use your retinol and moisturizer if desired, and you go to bed. Now, the one other step that I recommend is to exfoliate your skin. And typically, I recommend exfoliating once a week if you have sensitive skin, maybe twice a week if you have quote-unquote normal skin. And there are many ways to exfoliate. You can use a gentle scrub. We have one called the Advanced Exfoliating Cream in my Yoon Beauty line. Or you could use, let's say, an at-home hydroxy acid type of a peel. You can buy those at skincare companies make those also. But ideally, you want to exfoliate your skin once or twice a week, and that will help get those skin cells turning over more quickly. Now, when we're young and our skin is healthy and it's vibrant and it's youthful, our skin cells turn over about once every 6 weeks or so. But like most things in life, as we get older, that cellular turnover slows down and it starts taking longer for the cells to turn over. You know, it may take not 6 weeks, but maybe 8 weeks, maybe 10 weeks or even longer for it to turn over. And that's one of the reasons why our skin feels drier and less smooth and rougher in texture as we get older. And so the belief is that by exfoliating your skin, that exfoliating will actually create a chemical signal to the deeper layers of skin cells to turn over more quickly. And so it's kind of this self-propagating process. So that is the 2 minutes, 5 years younger skincare routine. Okay, in the morning, just to summarize, you cleanse, you apply an antioxidant serum, and then you apply afterwards a sunscreen, at least SPF 30. At night, you cleanse, and then you use a retinol with a moisturizer as desired. So the retinol is not desired, you should use it. A moisturizer is desired, if desired. And then once or twice a week, depending on the type of skin that you have, you want to exfoliate your skin. Okay, so what about for those people who want to do more than that? There are other options for you to consider. Not everybody tolerates retinol. I use retinol, but I use a lower percentage because when I have used a higher percentage, I have gotten irritation of my skin and even a little bit of perioral dermatitis, where I get this kind of red patchiness to my skin that really is hard to get rid of. And so for me, I tend to use bakuchiol as an alternative quite often. Bakuchiol is considered right now probably the prime alternative to retinol. There was a study that came out that compared bakuchiol and retinol head to head and found very similar anti-aging effects with bakuchiol as what you would see with retinol. But the main difference is that you got less skin irritation with the bakuchiol as you did with the retinol. And so for this reason, a lot of people are using bakuchiol as a quote-unquote plant-based alternative that is not irritating to your skin. And so this is something that I definitely encourage you. If you do have real sensitive skin, if you don't want to use retinol, then definitely try a bakuchiol cream as well. We have one in my line, Yun Beauty. It's our Yun Beauty Peptide and Bakuchiol Moisturizer. And honestly, I use it, I think, almost every night. So if you got sensitive skin, then looking at a bakuchiol is definitely an option. Two other options, if you're looking at anti-aging, are growth factors and peptides. There are growth factor-based creams, and the belief with growth factors is that they will stimulate your cells to create more collagen. Now, there are a couple of growth factor-based creams that have been very popular for a long time. There's the TNS complex by, I think it's by Skin Medica. It is very expensive, like in the hundreds and hundreds of dollars for like 1 ounce. And last I knew, it smelled terrible. But these are real growth factors. And that's one option. There's other companies that do have growth factor-based serums that you can consider. Growth factors in general have been fairly well studied and found to be beneficial for the aging of the skin, primarily to improve collagen. But I don't believe that the science is as robust as it is with retinol. Another option, if you want to look at anti-aging, is peptides. Peptides are essentially proteins that send cellular signals to create more collagen. Peptides are used in all sorts of indications. And really a peptide, really what that is it's a protein, you know, because proteins can be broken down into peptides. Technically, Ozempic is a peptide. And so peptides in skincare basically are proteins that send cellular signals to essentially rejuvenate the skin or to increase collagen production. And the good thing with peptides in general is that they're not very expensive. A lot of the creams, the anti-aging creams that you'll see, let's say at lower cost drugstores that are anti-aging will contain certain peptides that are not that expensive. And so if you are on a budget, technically, my opinion, retinol is usually not that expensive either. I would start with the retinol. If you've got real sensitive skin and bakuchiol may be too expensive and you want to try something, then a peptide-based cream that you can probably buy at your local drugstore could be a reasonable option for you. So those are kind of the four big anti-aging ingredients that I look at in skincare. Number one being retinol, number two being bakuchiol, number three being growth factors, and number four being peptides. So what else is out there with skincare? Well, probiotic skincare is something that's getting really popular. Probiotics basically are bacteria. And bacteria, we are finding actually, you know, you may have heard of the microbiome. The microbiome are the trillions of bacteria that line the inside of our gut. And we have found over the last 20 years or so that these bacteria have a massive impact, a profound influence on our health. Much more than we may realize. And that's one reason why some people are even getting fecal transplants to transplant the actual gut flora from one person to another. And so having a healthy gut microbiome is super important for your skin. But what a lot of people don't realize is that our skin has its own microbiome as well. There are trillions of bacteria that live on the surface of our skin, and they appear to exert a positive or negative influence on the health of our skin. In general, you want to have healthy skin bacteria, just like you want to have healthy gut bacteria. So how do you promote healthy skin bacteria? Well, the first thing is you want to avoid stripping away that healthy skin bacteria. So using astringents, alcohol-based toners, that can strip your skin away of these important bacteria and put it at higher risk of inflammation and other types of skin disorders. Being overly aggressive with your skincare, over-aggressive exfoliation can also cause problems with your skin. You know, it used to be back when I grew up in the 80s that people thought, oh, you know, if you've got acne, you got to get rid of all that oil and let's just use a ton of alcohol just to get rid of that oil and strip it away. But the problem is that number one, you get rid of that healthy probiotic bacteria that's sitting on the surface of your skin. And number two, you end up creating a negative feedback loop where you remove the oil and then your skin cells say, hey, where did that oil go? We need to create more oil. And so the skin cells then will create even more oil to compensate, or the sebaceous glands, essentially, not the skin cells, the sebaceous glands. They will create more oil to compensate for the loss of oil that's been stripped away from it. And you find that actually that is a, what do you say? I'm missing the word. It comes back at you in the opposite fashion. What's the word I'm looking for? You're probably all listening today and you're like, this is the word he's thinking about. It backfires. It backfires on you and creates the opposite effect of what it was intended. And so being more gentle with your skin is definitely very important and something that we're learning as time goes on. Now, there are probiotic skincare products out there. And I do think in general, these are gentle products that can be very good for your skin. You know, we have ourselves, one of our most recent launches in Yoon Beauty is our hyaluronic and probiotic serum. This combines hyaluronic acid, which is a moisturizer of the skin. It's also what you find in injectable fillers with healthy probiotics from yogurt, actually, yogurt cultures. And so the idea is that this is soothing to the skin to reduce inflammation and to make the skin healthier. And so probiotic skincare, it's not going to be something, in my opinion, that's going to be truly anti-aging per se. You know, so if you said, hey, should I use a probiotic cream or a retinol cream because I want to improve my wrinkles? And I would go with the retinol. But if, let's say, you've got inflammation of your skin, you know, if you feel your skin is inflamed, then using probiotic skincare may potentially help it. You know, I think that that's a nice kind of thing to add if you are, let's say, a skincare enthusiast and you want to add something new to your skincare regimen. So what about toners? Toners essentially used to be these types of astringents, like I mentioned. They were made out of either alcohol-based, and you apply the toner to your skin after you cleanse, and it made your skin feel nice and squeaky clean and, you know, a little bit cold and even refreshing. But then what would happen after several minutes is that your skin would start feeling tighter and drier and even uncomfortable. And so toners are something now that that most forward-leaning skincare lines haven't necessarily gotten rid of their toners, but they have shifted them to become a different type of a product that will then more set the stage for the treatment products to come. And so what you can do is you can cleanse your skin. And if you do want to use a toner, toners will reestablish the pH of your skin and essentially act like kind of like a primer for your skincare products that you're going to use afterwards. So if you want to use a toner, I think toners are great as long as they're not alcohol-based. But if you want to save money on your skincare routine, then taking the toner out, you know, is fine. You know, you don't have to use a toner. I think toners really are things that are now more optional than they are necessary. Well, what about eye creams? This is something I get asked all the time. You know, do you need to use an eye cream or buy a separate eye cream versus your facial creams? I would say that that depends. The skin of the eye, of the eyelid, is some of the thinnest skin of the whole body. And in certain parts of the eyelid, that skin is mere cells thick, you know, a handful of cells thick. And as we get older, that skin tends to thin. And that's why as we get older, we can get crepiness of our eyelid skin because the collagen thins in that skin and it becomes, once again, thinner and thinner. So the reason behind using specific eye creams is to basically target that. And I think it's really important to realize that certain creams that you put on your face, you may be able to safely put it on your eyelids, but other creams not. So for example, if you're on prescription strength tretinoin or Retin-A, and you're putting that on your skin, that is not something I recommend in general that you apply to your eyelids because it's so aggressive. It can cause a lot of irritation of that thin, sensitive eyelid skin. If, however, you're on a mild retinol moisturizer and you want to save money and you know, instead of buying a separate eye cream with retinol, you want to use that on your skin, that is something that you could consider trying. But if you're going to do that, I recommend you start by applying it very conservatively. So instead of, let's say, applying it every night, maybe start every 3 or 4 nights. See how your skin reacts to it. Give it a good 2 weeks because it can take upwards of 2 weeks for your skin to react to retinols. And so if you, let's say, are applying your facial retinol moisturizer to your lower eyelid skin and you do it once every 3 or 4 days and it seems after a couple weeks it's doing fine, then you can start increasing the frequency that you do that. you really want to see how your eyelids tolerate that. The other thing that you got to consider too with eyelid skin is that we all have different issues with our eyes, and they are multifactorial, the things that can cause your eyelids to maybe not look the way you want them to. So for example, for thin skin and wrinkling skin, then using a retinol type of an eye cream can be very beneficial. But if, let's say, you've got dark circles due to pigmentation, then that's not going to help as much. And you may want to consider an eye cream that has lightening agents like niacinamide, licorice root extract, or kojic acid. If, let's say, the issue with your eyelids is due to severe puffiness, then unfortunately, no cream is really going to improve that. That's due to fat that's protruding from your eye socket. In those situations, honestly, it's surgery, or the other option is there are instant tightening creams that can work to kind of tighten that skin temporarily for several hours. So if you've got like a date or you've got a reunion or something, then those types of instant tightening eye creams can help with it. So in the end, with the eye creams, it really comes down to what you need for your eyes and can you reuse what you use on your face for your eyes? And it really does kind of depend. If it's, once again, something mild, like, you know, that you can use, let's say, a brightening cream on, then I think in general, depending on the ingredients, you may be fairly safe to use a brightening cream on your whole face, including your eyelids. Once again, prescription strength Retin A or tretinoin, I would not put that on your eyelid skin. That's going to be too aggressive. Retinol, it just depends on how strong the retinol is. And there are so many different strengths of retinol. Some of them that are super mild, some of them are real aggressive. You want to try it out on the skin of your regular face first before you move on to those other areas. So this was just an overview of skincare. You know, as I mentioned before, I have my own skincare line called Yoon Beauty. We have it at yoonbeauty.com. We have this 2 minutes, 5 years younger skincare routine. We've got the ultimate skincare routine, which is pretty much everything I've talked to you about, you know, with the addition of the eye cream, a calming antioxidant moisturizer, and stuff like that. But in the end, if you want to really just start with the basics, then going with that 2 minutes, 5 years younger routine is definitely the way to start. You can add little things on top of that afterwards to improve the, aggressiveness of your skincare routine. And if you are having issues with your skin and you're on a big skincare routine and you want to know what product to add to your skincare routine to reduce your breakouts or to improve the inflammation of your skin, and it's just not working for you, then my recommendation is not to add something new to your skincare regimen, but to subtract and to get back to those basics, to let your skin get back to quote unquote normal, and then add product one at a time to make sure that you're tolerating it. And so many people I talk to who say, geez, I've got problems with my skin right now. I tell them, look, go back to the basics. And you may find that if you do that, that these problems go away, because it could be the fragrance in one of your products that's doing it. It could be maybe some of their additives or preservatives that's causing issues with your skin. So getting back to the basics can be potentially really helpful if you've got skin issues. Well, I hope that this has been helpful for you. My book, Younger for Life, contains a lot of stuff about this skincare and skin issues. So if you haven't picked it up yet, it's at stores everywhere. I would encourage you to do that. Otherwise, I will see you back next time for another podcast episode. If you can leave a rating on iTunes, once again, it definitely helps me spread the word. And remember, as always, eat real food, use clean skincare, and auto-juvenate before you operate. Have you tried my skincare line, Yoon Beauty? Well, our products combine natural and organic ingredients with the latest and scientifically proven anti-aging components like vitamin C and retinol. So if you're looking for healthy and youthful skin without the unnecessary chemicals, this is the skincare line for you. Check them out at yoonbeauty.com and enter the coupon code 20OFF to get $20 off your first order over $99. That's yoonbeauty.com, all one word, and the coupon code is 20OFF. Now, I'm so convinced that you will absolutely love my skincare products that I've instituted a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you're unhappy with them for any reason, just return them within 30 days and get a full refund. See you soon at yoonbeauty.com.